So I had a question for our young disciples. My grandmother, you probably heard me tell this story before, but my grandmother, one of the fun things that we used to do, I was raised in South Florida, so but one of the things we had to do, we got to do in the wintertime when the leaves were off the trees and it was not too cold outside, that she would get us up early in the morning and go lay out in the driveway with our sleeping bags and our pillows. No mosquitoes, no rain, just clear as could be. And we would look at the stars. Have y'all ever done that at night? Just laid in the yard, no yard light on, or gone to a park in the evening and seen the stars? And the first star that comes out, that first one is really hard to see because it's kind of twinkling. And you think, well, is that a plane? Maybe these days, is it a drone? You're not quite sure, right? But it could be. Yeah, it could be a star. That's right. And then it gets a little bit darker, and the star gets a little bit brighter, right? Have y'all ever seen the Big Dipper? Yeah. You've seen the Big Dipper with its handle? It looks like you could just pick it right out of the sky with its handle, right? But those stars, those constellations, those clusters that we see, you know, we see the wise men, the magi, you'll hear about that in the sermon today. They made it to the manger. Yeah. They had a long trek, right? They had a long trek. But they were guided by a star. They were guided by a star that hung over the manger that showed them the way. You can ask Eric about guidance by stars. Navigation, sailors used to use that to know which direction to go by the North Star, right? Many different things in usefulness. But one of the things that I just cherish to the end of time is laying in the driveway and looking at the stars with my grandmother and seeing the stars from the end of her finger, right? Because you try and find out where she's looking and seeing and that perspective. So this week, I want you to think about that, okay? Think about when you're out in the evening maybe playing and you happen to look up in the sky and see some stars. Those are the same stars that guided wise men to make decisions about how to travel, make decisions about where to go. And that's not only important for little people to make decisions and know where to go and see the guidance, but for us big kids too, right? To see and look to the stars. Look to the star for guidance in where to go and how to make decisions. Will you all pray with me? How do we do that? Can you show me how, Marley? Good, good. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. Epiphany. For discovery. For seeing your star and where to go. For helping us to make decisions. Continue to guide us and walk with us and remind us that you are with us in so many different ways. In your son's name we pray. Everybody sticks?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Good to see you all.
Thank you.
I did pray. I led you in prayer.
That is all right.
I'm telling you. Call me out, right?